I am Pierre Lumumba here at the Maruba Dam in Machakos County in the Republic of Kenya in the continent of Africa. And we continue our discussions on the continent. And today we focus on the Maji Maji Rebellion. Maji Maji. Maji means water in the Kiswahili language. And this rebellion is a rebellion that is remembered by historians, is taught in schools, because it marked one of the darkest hours in the eastern part of Africa and one of the most debilitating activities ever undertaken by the Germans at a period when they were also doing a similar thing in the western part of Africa. Maji Maji Rebellion took place in what is modern day Republic of Tanzania, which at the time was the territory of Tanganyika. And the reason why Maji Maji, which took place between the years 1905 and 1907, is important is because for the first time it would appear a group of African nationalities, or tribes as European anthropologists would like to characterize them, came together to resist a colonial power. And the question is, when the Germans came, they had a governor called Gustav von Gotzen. And I think the instruction book was the same: wherever the Germans went, subdue them by any means necessary. And if those means fail, use those means again. And what that means really is that they were prepared to kill and maim, and kill and maim they did. But when the Germans arrived, there was an individual who was a chief called Kinjeketile wa Ngwale. Kinjeketile gathered different tribes and told them that in fact, we had foreseen the coming of these individuals, but we can resist them. They may have the smoking gun, but I have a concoction which, if you applied to your body, the bullets will not penetrate. And that is why it is called the Maji Maji. Historians who have recorded said that in fact it was water mixed with millet and castor oil so that it remained on one's body. And that emboldened the people. They approached the German soldiers. Of course, they were always outnumbered, the German soldiers, but the power of the gun was such that really you could not resist them with bows and arrows and spears. And it is estimated that as a result of that rebellion, nearly 75,000 to 300,000 people were killed. But let us ask ourselves, why the rebellion in the first place? Tanganyika, or German East African Protectorate, as it was then called, was important because it had good land for the growing of cotton. And cotton ginning was very important for the textile industry in Germany at that time. Therefore, they wanted this product to be grown in the continent of Africa and then to be ferried to Germany. And it was forced labor. People were given quarters. They took your land. They made you till your land. Once you tilled your land, then they took the produce away. And what you got out of it was essentially nothing. And that is why the leaders, principally led, as I've already indicated, by Chief Kinjeketile wa Ngwale, said, we are not going to do this. This is slavery, and we cannot afford it. The Germans, whenever there was resistance, of course, we now know that after that had happened, when they had been forced into this situation, and they confronted the Germans, and they were killed in the hundreds of thousands, it meant, among other things, that as you planted cotton, you did not have food, because cotton was not a food crop. So what the Germans did whenever these individuals resisted is Gustav von Gotzen, and is remembered in history as one of the first people to use the scorched earth method. He literally burnt everything to ensure that there was no food. He burnt everything to ensure that the people were forced into production, if whether they liked it or not. And ultimately, indeed, when the Maji Maji rebellion was completely stopped in the year 1907, we know that there was a major famine called the ukame, which really means in Kiswahili famine. That was the Maji Maji rebellion. And the beauty of the Maji Maji rebellion, it may have been a military disaster on the part of Chief Kinjeketile Wangwaila, but it became one of the factors that was used by different rebellions across the continent of Africa. We have already talked about others, but Maji Maji was a lot more recent in history. It is happening in the 20th century and is happening at a time when the struggle for independence is starting in earnest. The European powers have now gotten the imprimatur that they did in Berlin in 1885, and each one is seizing their territories. German East Africa is very important to the Germans because at that time they have taken what is present-day Tanganyika, and they are present in other areas in West Africa, they are present in the southern part of Africa, and Tanzania becomes their choice territory. And it is to be remembered that Tanzania and the eastern coast of Africa was later to become very important, if not a little earlier. The Germans that we knew, such as Ludwig Kraft or Rebmann or others, were using this particular area. And therefore, to ensure that the people were subdued was a very important factor. Maji Maji therefore becomes that single thing, that single incident that then informs the others that even if you appear to fail, you must resist the colonizer. We'll be able to see a repeat of it in Kenya through the movement called the Mau Mau. And that is why Maji Maji then becomes a critical point. What then are the lessons to be learned? The lessons to be learned out of the Maji Maji rebellion is that African organization against the colonization is something that existed at all times. Because some historians try to create the story that there was no resistance. But the reality is that there was resistance. The only thing that happened that stood in the way of success in many other areas was that the colonizer was using the gun while the locals were using what can be described as rudimentary instruments or things such as machetes and spears and bows and arrows. And that really did create a disequilibrium. It is so important, therefore, this Maji Maji rebellion, that in 1980s, the government of the United Republic of Tanzania actually did establish a museum in the city of Songea, which is known as the Maji Maji Rebellion Museum. And the significance of this museum is that it has many of the artifacts to the extent that they were collectible, which were used during that particular time when the resistance took place. And it is also important that the site that was chosen is the site where a chief was killed. And this therefore gives meaning and life to history. And it is important to remember, therefore, that when we talk about Maji Maji rebellion, there are a number of lessons to be learned. Lesson number one, that Africans in East Africa organized themselves and resisted. Lesson number two, that the resistance may have been defeated, but the reality is that it became the spark which lit the candle of the later struggle for independence. Lesson number four, that it was sending a wider message to the continent of Africa that indeed, no matter who you are, no matter your differences, when there is an enemy, you organize, because Chief Kinjeketile Wangwaile succeeded in putting together different tribes from across what was then the territory of Tanganyika, and irrespective of their differences, they united in order to confront an enemy whose agenda was not only to control them, but also to humiliate and dominate them. And of course, lastly, the fact that there is today a museum is useful because it serves as a stark reminder to younger generations that whenever there is a foreign dominant power, it is important that it is resisted, and it is important to preserve history. The debate was long. Should we have a museum? And ultimately it was decided that it was important to document this, and Maji Maji Rebellion remains one of the most iconic rebellions ever to have been mounted against the Germans by Africans of what can now be characterized as Tanzanian extraction. It is an important lesson to the colonizer and an important lesson to colonized peoples that you must always resist when the attempt is to humiliate and dominate. Hence, Maji Maji. Others have argued that indeed it was a military tactic, that sometimes you've got to use stratagem to embolden your army. Whether Kinjeketile Wangwale knew that he would help them resist the bullets is another debate. But remember that he had also a spirit, the Hongo spirit. The Hongo was said to be a snake which had some kind of magical powers. And I think this was great military strategy in order to give courage to soldiers in the face of a superior opponent. Maji Maji Rebellion is iconic. Maji Maji Rebellion was important. Maji Maji Rebellion remains important. Hence the museum in Songea in the United Republic of Tanzania. You know, the question that begs an answer is, after the collapse of the Maji Maji Rebellion in the year 1907, what did the Germans do? And what they did was to engage in scorched earth method. They burned the land where the people lived, and for a long time there was famine, there were deaths. And this was a clear message that if you don't listen to us, we are prepared to do anything and everything to subdue you. Gustav von Goschen actually remains as one of the most vicious governors that Germany ever deployed in any part of the colonized peoples. Of course, subsequently, taxes were introduced and people were then forced into labor. So once you are told that you are going to pay the poll tax, then you have to work, because if you don't work, you'll be jailed. So the Germans, like all other colonizers, after dominating the people, after creating famine, then created other measures which made you to work whether you like it or not. And that was the changing character of the colonizer. If you thought the chameleon changed its colors, the colonialists were worse than the chameleon, changing from one tactic to the other. But the ultimate goal was always, we will get our cotton and in rations that we need, because the German textile factories need cotton and you are going to produce it willy-nilly. Thank you very much. We continue to interrogate the mother continent. Today, we have looked at Maji Maji Rebellion. We will come back again to continue the conversation. Thank you very much.